Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
Visit BuddySmokingProducts.com for your special offer.
Hey, 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 everybody, it's Puppy Day! And we're here with a longtime guest, Todd Glass, and a new guest, first timer, Emily Heller. Emily's a comedian, and she can be seen on Ground Floor on TBS with our buddy Rory Scovel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We kiss on the show like this.
Oh. And
puppy breath.
Uber has this thing today where I saw it when I was coming into the studio, saying we'll send over a bunch of puppies for $30. We'll just send over a bunch of puppies, and you can play with them for 15 minutes. And I got so excited about the concept. And but Uber's all the puppies, all the Uber puppies are busy. You can't get them. So these are just dogs from around this office.
So what, if Uber brings a dog, does the person stay with the dog, like from the SPCA? Is that where they're getting the dogs from that need homes?
I guess, I don't know how it works. I mean, it seems like how many puppies seems could like they possibly have that they're taking around to people's houses for
also, what's the follow-up?
15 minutes?
They just bring them to your house for 15 minutes and
yeah.
You play with them?
And you play with them and then they leave.
Well, I guess they hope people adopt them, I would imagine. But I'm guessing that. We don't
well,
know.
Maybe they're hoping that somebody will fall in love with one.
Yeah,
I'm taking this one with me.
But that's something
I don't know who it belongs to. It's got a tag on, I think. Hi.
Before
how you doing?
We came on the air, they said that the sweet spot on this dog is right here.
And it seems to be working.
Yeah, he seems pretty calm.
Yeah.
He's enjoying How old is this dog?
10 and a half.
10 and a half?
Oh, he's doing good.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a puppy.
No, he's not a puppy. Yeah. Well,
these ones are 10 and a half days old.
Yeah.
They're brand new.
That one. This one, look at that face. Get a close-up of that face. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That's the type you want to just eat his face.
Yeah.
Bring in Willie Nelson. Let's see what happens. Where's Willie?
No one knows what that means.
Everyone watching is like, Willie Nelson's there?
Very. Yeah,
Todd and Emily are great, but why are you hiding Willie Nelson? It's a dog named Willie Nelson. Willie!
Come here, Willie.
Come here, knock over along, Willie.
Come here, Willie.
It's quiet how he got his name.
Willie.
Oh, Willie.
Willie.
Willie's come not come helping Willie. Us out at all.
Here you go.
Oh, here we go.
He dances.
Well, Willie's got to go already. It's 19 minutes after the hour, so we have to get rid of the puppies.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, we're not going to smoke in front of the puppies.
All right, here we go. Look at this one. This is the
that
best.
Here
crazy.
You go. Yay.
I didn't hold him too well. Wow,
I could take my sunglasses off, too. Yeah, you really had to steady that animal.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, I got the initials.
I was going to get into that after we start smoking.
Sure.
Because it's, you know, we got to smoke right at 20 minutes after the hour. Our good friends in the central time zone, I was just in St. Louis doing shows there. They will be able to, it'll be 4:20 for them, and they can smoke along with us. But anybody anywhere throughout the world could smoke along with us. Got tweets today from Ireland and the UK, which some would consider to be the same place.
Getting political.
Yeah. Yeah, but from all over the world, people are watching, and they should tweet at us questions for Todd Glass and Emily Heller. And let's smoke.
You tweeted in Philadelphia, and a lot of the people came out. They're good people to hang with, seriously.
Pot smokers?
The people that listen to the show or watch the show.
Or watch it, yeah.
They came out in Philly a decent amount, and it was they were fun to hang out with. They were good good fun. Oh, do we start?
Mm-hmm.
So we just picked up anything?
It's 20 minutes after the hour.
Are these all different strengths?
I put sativa in all of these.
That means energetic?
Yes.
Which one's the one that we were talking about?
That's the one. We're not going to make you.
Okay.
I literally, someone wanted to meet me at 5:30 tonight. I go, I don't know if I can. They go, well, what time are you smoking? I go, 2:15. They're like, and you won't be able to do something at 5. I go, not if it goes the way I want.
The sativa is called Blueberry, and we've got different reports on whether or not it's a hybrid, but we're pretty convinced that it's just a straight up sativa. Emily has an interesting condition. Do you mind talking about it?
Sure.
Where she knows that if she smokes a hybrid, it gives her a migraine.
Yeah, well,
which is good to know that about yourself, but it's also interesting that that would happen.
I was very surprised because I got my medical card to treat migraines, and I use it for that. and one time I was like starting to get a migraine, and I smoked a hybrid, and it just like knocked me out.
Accelerated it, made it much worse. You all right, Todd?
Yeah.
Doing good? This is a new one to the set.
Doing good.
Another one from our friends at Chameleon Glass. And the indica today is Girl Scout cookies, and we'll just keep that away from you because it's probably got some sativa in it as well, I'd imagine. Right. Ooh. A little bit of a hybrid.
Oh, boy.
I feel good. Just.
All right, show us the tattoo. See it.
Well, here, I don't know if you can get a close-up. It's hard to. Can you get that close?
You sent me a picture of it on my phone, and I thought it was a joke. I thought you drew it on there with a Sharpie.
No, it's real.
Yeah.
And this girl in Philadelphia, somebody tweeted, why don't you put that on your tattoo or something? And I was at WMMR in Philadelphia for Preston and Steve, and they had their tattoos days. And I said, do you have any time to do that? And he's like, yeah, that'll take a second. So then that night at the club, I told somebody, and this girl goes, well, that could mean anything. That's not getting dug with high. It could mean other things, too. I go, name one. And she goes, good day, all right.
I could just see that. I love it.
And she was not, by the way, in case she's watching, she was affectionately. She just expected getting dog with high. I was like,
getting down with herpes.
Getting down with herpes. Like, you caught me.
Getting I kind of disclosed it.
Yeah, I was just going to say that people should tweet in what other things that GDWH can stand for. Yeah.
And goddamn Willie Harry.
Do you, really know Willie Harry?
Yeah, he was fun. He passed away last
summer. Goddamn Willie Harry.
Your coffee looks so the perfect color, whoever made it
Thank
for
you.
You,
yeah.
People I made agree. Fun of me on Twitter because I sometimes pick up my mug, even though it's full of cold water, and I hold it like this.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Like
I just
like
to hold it. Yeah, I just like to, it's just a little prop.
It's just a classic gesture.
Mm-hmm. And it's a classic, like on TV talk shows, when the guest comes out, let's say it's like Antonio Banderas, he'll be like, hello, Jay, or whatever, and then immediately take a drink. You're already thirsty. You just fucking walked out here. But it's just it's a prop. It's something to do while you're sitting there. That's how Seinfeld says he got better at acting, is he just made sure he was eating something in lots of scenes.
Or is that true?
Business. Yeah. Business helps you.
If you're doing something with your hands.
You're not concentrating. But the problem is, I always tried to find like ways to make myself comfortable in auditions because I'm so bad on auditions. And for me, I was always more comfortable sitting down. So whatever the scene was. Now, some it's on the fence. It could be sitting. Okay, you push it towards sitting. But it could be like, okay, you're chasing a guy down the street. I'm like, is it okay if I sit? They're like, no, I don't think it is, actually.
Yeah, we want you to run down the goddamn street. Yeah.
When I was 11 years old, I was in a local community theater production of Fiddler on the Roof. And I played Bielki, the youngest daughter. Has two lines in the whole play, but because I was in the main family, I had to just like sit there for a bunch of scenes. And during rehearsals, I was so bored that I started spelling out the alphabet with my tongue on the inside of my mouth. And I don't know why I thought it didn't look like I was doing anything because it looked super weird. I was just like, and eventually someone had to be like, could you stop doing that thing with your mouth?
What, it's all you're thinking, what, it's all inside my mouth? How would anybody know?
I would
my
fixate
lips are
it.
Shut, you can't see my.
Yeah, that'd be so weird to watch throughout an entire 2.5 hour musical. What was the character's name again?
Bielki.
Bielki?
Yeah.
Bielki.
Oh, that is awful. What a terrible name.
The daughters in that family are named Hava, Hadel, Zeitel, Bielki, and Spritza.
And there's like a laser wolf and this really crazy name.
Why was I named Bielki and someone in that play was named Laser Wolf?
We had a friend,
unfair.
And they named their dog. It shows like kids are young, they still get, like my brother said this when he was maybe 14, but in hindsight, he was right. He just, maybe, so our neighbors named their dog like Yarmulke. And my brother goes, yarmulke, and he looked at me and he was like, and I was like, he was relaxed already with your Jewishness. And he said that, this story is not good. It is, but I could tell the, it's all right, I'm fine. Now I'm feeling the a little bit of the start.
This is a record appearance on the show. Fifth. You've been on the show more than anyone else.
Thank you.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, listen, thank you. Show a little respect in the studio, a little life in here. Two of my stories were, you know, I think they were better than I got reactions. I'm not, I thought I was going to be quiet. I thought, Todd, don't make a big deal about it. But then it was eating at me. I went, no, that, especially the story of me, hey, do you mind if I run down the, running down the street? Do you mind if I sit? Yeah, that, I've told that story before. I'm not going to lie. It gets a laugh. So wake up, fuck faces.
That's not how we like to behave when we get high, Todd. Yeah. Calling people fuck faces.
You're actually right, because I like when people are gentle around me when I'm high. So I say it affectionately. I really do. I think they know, the way that they wouldn't be laughing.
I don't say fuck face without it being affectionate.
Sure. How else can you say
when you're really mad at somebody, fuck face, is everyone's just going to laugh when you say that. Yeah, that's too much. That expression's too much fun.
Exactly. No one goes in a fight. Listen here, fuck face.
Yeah.
That's only in movies or a parody.
I'm tired of your yap, nut bar. What?
Even you guys acting out this hostility is making me anxious.
Oh, no, I don't want it to. I want you to be, because I like to be feeling, when I'm high, always love, no judgment. Mm-hmm. That's why I think I might have told you this before. One time somebody judged, and Jimmy Dore's girlfriend, Stephanie, goes, oh, no judgment, no judgment. I was high. I thought, I'm so glad she was here, because that needed to be done. I was like, that's the type of person I want to be around. That's always like, yeah, we're all high. No one's, you know, I don't want to be roasted when I'm high.
Oh, God, no.
Well, maybe
unless it's your
right
friends
person.
And it's funny.
Yeah, yeah, then you're right. Well, forget everything I said. God,
I don't
damn
know.
It.
I wouldn't be able to handle that. I would definitely overthink.
I would be able to. Yeah. We'll talk after the show.
Okay, yeah. We'll have like an honest version of this later.
Does that hand thing that you did, does that keep the microphone underneath your mouth from working?
Did we ever do the guy who's bad at the hand
still
thing?
Still record the, huh?
He goes like this. He's like, I got to think of a good one to do. But he's like, and then
I got one.
And then you're my friend, and you say, you help me with the hand. Because like, I'm with you. Like, maybe you're my wife, and I always do it wrong, but you move my hand for me. Okay. Doug's shirt is so ugly. And then you're like, oh, I don't.
It doesn't work because he's sitting right there, so you can see it either way. You got to pretend like you're talking about one of them.
I know.
You wanna
I already
again?
Forgot
I'm
what this shirt
nervous.
Says.
I'm too crazy. But thank it's you like for being warm and giving me it. What I need.
Can you read what this says on my shirt, Todd?
I'm not good to read anyway, normally, but I'll try.
But no, it's messed up. I can't make it out.
Does it actually say something?
It's supposed to be. It's like the name of a band.
But without the vowels. Black Crystal Wolf Kids?
Maybe, yeah.
My gym teacher, Mr. Keezer, in high school, well, where else would you have a gym? Well, junior high. He goes, one of his...
Kindergarten.
Kindergarten.
My gym teacher in kindergarten is awesome.
She's auditing a gym class.
As an adult, why not?
I have to go to gym. You never say that when you're an adult, but you could. It's all what you choose.
We call it the gym now.
You have to go to the gym.
It graduated.
Oh, you're right. You used to just say, I have to go to gym. Yeah. I'm going to start saying it that way to be different.
Yeah.
That's all I got. That's going to be
finally, the hook that's going to take you all the way up. What's the other thing on your arm underneath getting dug with high? MMR?
Oh, geez. Yeah, this is fun.
Todd, what's the other thing written on your arm?
Oh, Mr. Rogers.
For reals?
Yeah, I like Mr. Rogers. When I was little, I made fun of him like everyone else, but it seems like about 5 years ago, I started understanding. I was like, oh, that guy was fucking brilliant, like way ahead of his time with, you know, so I really admire Mr. Rogers.
Do you have to go door to door and tell people that when you move into a new neighborhood?
But you get to sing it in a song the way he would.
Yeah, yeah. Won't you be mine?
That's
won't
his
you
reaction.
Be my neighbor?
That's... Okay, I give. Oh yeah, Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, yeah.
He's so great.
Yeah. No, but nobody would be bothered by you at all if you just walk ding dong. Hey, listen, I really like Mr. Rogers, and you point to the tattoo. Fuck face.
And then they're like, oh, I was worried, but then he said fuck face.
He said
that's
fuck face,
and
he made it fun. He made it
wow.
fun. How are you feeling, Emily? How are you holding up?
I'm good. I'm pretty high.
Nice and high?
Yeah. I'm going to sit here for a while.
The thing that I think maybe Todd will do an episode where you don't get high at all.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think people would be fascinated to know that it's probably not much different, your behavior.
Oh, you know what I mean?
Because just being on camera and having fun with your friends, you're always you, you know?
Isn't that the premise of your movie?
What?
Seeing someone who's always high, not high for a little while.
Change at all between the two?
Yeah.
There are definitely some changes, but the experiment's been done, yes.
Yeah.
When people say it's really addictive, I just want to, you know, say, haven't you seen that movie? Because I did all right.
I'll tell you what happens. I just realized.
Because I can snap when I'm high, too. You know, like being followed around by cameras is annoying no matter what state you're in. You know.
Believe me, yeah. I deal with it all the time at the Grove, TMZ. I walk by 10 times so they recognize me. Once they said something, now I was like, oh, I should walk by the movie theater.
Have you had a TMZ guy run up to you like when you're in a city that's not New York or LA?
No.
Because they're out there.
Has that happened to you?
Yeah. And I'm just like, what?
What do they ask you?
It's just a guy with a camera says, I'm with TMZ, because that's where he's going to send the tape. But yeah. they're just.
Right. Oh, it's just random.
He doesn't, you know, they can say that because that's what they're doing it for.
That's what I'm going to do. Send someone out as TMZ and get tape of how long comedians will talk if they think it's TMZ, including me.
Oh, my God.
Including me.
Oh, yeah. Since you thought of this high, we'll do it. We'll pull the prank on you as well. You probably won't remember thinking of it.
You're probably right. No, what would I do though, do you think?
Huh?
What would I do?
I don't know.
Oh, I would just talk to them. Oh, yeah. I said including me.
It depends on your mood.
I wasn't thinking about it.
Because if you're in the mood, like, you know how you used to, after your shows, you used to get in the back of a truck and do another show for the audience out of the parking lot? You, that's the kind of guy I always.
It was a tough year. My mom needs groceries.
But I mean, you know, I mean, you love to perform. You're like Bill Cosby. You like to.
Oh, God. Can we not?
No, he would force women to sit in a group and listen to him tell stories on various occasions.
Why do you think seriously, not even as a shtick? Genuinely, why would you compare me to Bill Cosby? Isn't there someone that has some of those qualities without the other stuff?
I mean, let's say
what I call it, stuff. I play it safe.
I'm just saying he's one of those guys that, as a comedian, he wants to keep talking and entertaining and being the center of attention, you know, immediately after getting off stage. Like, he can't get enough of it. It feels
like. Yeah, you definitely could have used a different
example.
Cosby,
that's like saying someone like, you know, you're like Hitler. And they're like, what? They're like, no, he loved animals.
He's a vegetarian. Like,
Isn't there someone else that loved animals?
No, I've just been waiting to drag Bill Cosby into the conversation. I just wanted to get Bill Cosby into the conversation because somebody tweeted to me today that they think people are being too lenient. Like, they're already just like, whatever. He did. Okay, well, it's in the past and he should be able to go out and do his thing. And
I mean, there definitely are a lot of people saying.
Statute of limitations.
What's wrong with people?
I don't know. Well, seriously, there's other things to move on to. There's other things to talk about, like the superstorm that just hit the East Coast.
What about Bill Cosby?
What do you mean?
Weren't we going to talk? Oh, you mean why it gets out of the news?
I brought him up and we talked about him enough.
Oh, good.
It's funny that you were insulted by the comparison, because that's exactly what I was trying to do, is insult you with that comparison.
Oh, well, then that worked.
Yeah. When we get back, I'm going to tell you all the different ways that Todd is just like Attila the Hun. We'll see you in a few minutes. This little fella right here that comes in any color you want, practically, is called the Buddy Power Hitter. And it'll give you some big, fat hits, y'all. Inhale that smoke as it shoots in there. Oh, my God.
That was like a music video.
Try it now. I'm on board. This is cool.
Buddies!
I'm really excited about this product. Another great thing about the buddy is you knock it over, nothing happens.
I love my buddy!
Look at that. Oh, he's doing it up his nose! He's doing it up his nose! Well, during the break, Todd was saying that he'd like to get higher.
I said I'm not. I feel like when I do it, this is like an event for me. To not have to go, you have to do this, you have to do that, just go. You guys send the car. So I don't feel like I'm utilizing it. Because I'm high, but I could be higher.
But you do have a lot of peanut butter cups in your hand.
These are so good, by the way. They should sponsor the show because, no joking, if this isn't a commercial right here, because this is just the truth. you guys should take this and buy it from me. But these things, they're from Trader Joe's and they're Reese's Cups.
They're so good.
They're better than Reese's Cups.
Uh-oh.
They're better than Reese's Cups. It took me a while. I used to go,
they're different.
Nope,
the Cosby thing I can handle, but this is too scandalous. I don't want to be here for this conversation.
Yeah, don't drag me into that. I'm going to get people get mad at me.
I know. You know what? Everybody likes something different. There's no better. It's whatever you like.
Those things are really good that you're... Those are really good, but but Reese's are different and also really good.
You know what? You're right. That's a good way of putting it.
Well, you know, I have a food podcast. So, grandpas don't work hard. GW.
Oh, that's pretty
GDWH. Grandpas don't work hard.
What's that have to do with
that? That was sitting by Keith H. Hebert.
You're like super
Wait, you've really already forgotten that already? Have you also forgotten that we're going to send a TMZ camera to you and then see how long you'll talk?
Oh, so the answer to that is I would talk forever. I'll admit, if I think it's TMZ, who am I? You know, sometimes it's like.
Right, so eventually your audience gets sleepy, right? Then you want to lick their toes while they're sleeping. That's why you're like Bill Cosby. what? This person's blazing in Portugal.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's pretty cool. Bruno Freitas.
Oh, Bruno Freitas.
Yeah. What? Bruno underscore Freitas 8, I think.
This is empty.
Oh, I'm getting a text from Todd Berry. That's fun.
What did he say?
He made a joke that if I set it up, I'd start to sound like Todd Glass because it's the setup would be long and then the punchline wouldn't be worth it. Look at him thinking. What's up, Todd?
I'm doing good. can I say one other thing?
What's your favorite food to snack on when you're high? Molly Elizabeth wants to know with two H's at the end.
Cereal.
Cereal is good. A lot of crunch. Oh, by the way, Triscuits.
Oh,
if
really?
You're high, it's like crunch times 100. It's like fucking. It's like if they should just market to people that smoke pot seriously, like this, when you need the crunch.
I like Triscuits, but sometimes
Triscuits,
I feel
and
like
a big stamp comes down.
Sometimes when I eat Triscuits, I feel like I'm eating like a bale of hay.
Well,
or
you know
like
what?
I go in and out on Triscuits.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something? I think we could agree because here's what it is. The initial crunch is like fucking so good. You're right. And then you're left with too much, like you said, a bale of hay in your mouth.
Yeah.
But it's worth it. So I go crunch, I enjoy it. I go, now I got like. So if they could figure out a way to have it dissolve quicker once it makes the noise.
Science, get on it.
Yeah, it seems like they'd have to put even more stuff that's not real into it.
Who cares?
It. Yeah, all that stuff is, do you ever blow on a wheat thin, like hold it between this and this and blow on it?
No, why would I?
It spins.
Is that true?
Really fast, yeah.
Wait, what do you do with it?
You hold the two of the four corners.
Yeah.
Well, that would seem to be.
Blow on it and it spins around.
Like you hold it up like a diamond?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that happen with other things?
I don't think you could do that with a single thing in this room.
Well, I can think of things you couldn't do it with, but I could also, well.
I guess maybe if you had a little piece of paper that was Triscuit sized, right. Let's see if it'll work.
Oh, well, not like that. It's not. There still have to be an amount of girth to it.
That's not true.
All right, bring the puppies back in.
Really?
Now that we're really high, let's have the puppies back.
That's a lot.
I'm kidding. Don't bring those dear little animals back in here.
An answer to your other question, to go full circle on everything, I think I'm obviously pretty much the same when I'm not high, but there's no doubt or I wouldn't do it. If it's not going to, you know, it's not worth it if it just feels all right. When it works, it's still fucking, it does escalate things. And it's a fun thing. So if you're around your normal funny friends that without being high, you always have a great time, you know, Rory Scovel's a good example. We're not high the majority of the time we see each other. We have a great time. But when we're high, it's fucking special, you know? It's like, right?
Well, Rory says he'll come back and do the show. He says he's kind
like
of taking it easy on weed right now, but he says he'll come back for one of the Live at Largo type shows. Like, he thinks that'd be worth falling off the wagon for one night to do it in front of a live audience.
Here's the thing about Rory.
But we can't get him into the basement.
He's one of these guys, he's not smoking pot, but he still gets coked up every night. Yeah, Rory Scovel gets coked up. He goes out and he goes to parties and he doesn't hide it. And I said something to him. I go, Rory, I don't care what you do, but like you make such a big deal about not smoking the pot. But you're getting all coked up. He's like, nah. And he'll do heroin.
You just told a serious story and they're all laughing.
Well, because
like they don't laugh at your jokes, and then you say something serious, they laugh.
Well, thank you. It's like on Dr. Phil when the audience laughs and the person goes, I don't know what they're laughing at.
Does that happen a lot?
Yes. Because, and Dr. Phil is aggressive about it, and he's right. He goes, they're laughing because it's absurd and they're uncomfortable. And it's like, because the person that's getting laughed at sometimes, I get it. First of all, I guess at the highest level, nobody should laugh at anybody. But I think the audience laughs sometimes because when it's someone that's so maniacal and so evil and so horrible, and something comes out of their mouth that's so rude and so crass, and the audience laughs because it's uncomfortable. I think that's what happens a lot. And the person always goes, what are they laughing at? And then Dr. Phil's like, fucking relax. They're laughing because it's absurd. It sounds not comfortable to their ear. I'm like, that's right, shut
Nancy,
the fuck up.
Nancy Grace should have one of these pot debates she's been having lately. She should have one with an audience there, and they will laugh at shit that she's saying.
Yeah.
When she's like, marijuana cookie. It's just like, oh, you're the most horrible sounding thing in the world right now.
Marijuana cookie. Shut up.
There was a are you telling me there was not a marijuana cookie? She's just insane.
Oh my. Do more. Do more. Say other things.
I gotta save this for. I gotta whip this up as a routine for my act.
Can you do me a favor? And I'm asking, can you not do it till I'm back?
What?
Can you write 20 things that she would say? Absurd, maybe exaggerate a little. Compile 20 of them, and when I come back, read them to me like that, I'll have a nervous breakdown.
We could probably.
In her own house? Should somebody be watching their daughter? It's always so harsh and so. And her.
We could probably have people tweet them at us right now.
Oh, you're right. Wow.
She said to a guy last night, she said, a pot advocate who was being very smart, very reasonable, even trying to be kind of funny about it. And she at one point said to him, you're obviously stoned. Like, what kind of, like, she's not there to learn anything. Whenever the guests speak, she's just waiting to say her next thing.
I don't.
And she's like prosecuting these people on television.
I don't think I'd be able to watch that show high. I think I would get too freaked out.
It's too much. I didn't watch the clip of 2 Chainz for the longest time because I knew how angry it was gonna make me, you know, to watch it. And then I got into it. I watched a couple clips of her because Dr. Drew wanted me to go on CNN and talk about it with her. And I'm like, it's not a discussion. It's her yelling out her bullshit. And if I laugh at what she's saying, then I just look like I'm high and being silly. Right. And I would laugh because she's so fucking ridiculous. So I said no. I'm kind of proud of myself for it.
Yeah, you should be.
She doesn't, no one should be arguing with her. Everyone should just be saying, shut up. You know, like why?
Yeah, you know what? It's very hard to watch someone adamant and positive and dumb or uneducated or on the wrong side or like just doesn't realize she's a parody of herself and she's always so wrong. And then to watch her so adamant about it with such, you know, she's so positive and she's saying it oh so right.
You see some of these movies where they have like old movies like Network and then, you know, current movies where like Nightcrawler, where they have these people that are like behave like crazy monsters and they don't seem real. And then you turn around, there's Nancy Grace. She's just a cartoon. She's just.
That's a really good way.
It's ridiculous. Like yeah. Dr. Drew's trying to be reasonable with her, and she's like, she pulls out a clip of him saying something that seems to kind of contradict what he's saying now from 5 years ago. She's like doing shit like that. Like I can't imagine what she'd pull out on me. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like I'll be sitting there trying to be serious about pot, and then they'll show me parasailing, saying this is a good place to fart. Wait. I really should save all this shit for my act.
Wow. Oh my God, you know what, Doug, but you're right. Like you could see her. I don't do a good impersonation of her, but forgive me because it's fun to say it, you know? But like you could see her going, you have a show where people get high? And you could just see her literally saying that.
Yeah, and then...
And who pays for
to,
this?
Yeah, you start to
you
explain
it. You are telling me that anyone who wants to can log on to the internet and watch you smoking drugs, committing crimes, and influencing
having
children.
Having your little junkie parties.
Oh, fuck.
Because she also slips,
so
she slips in references to the wrong drugs sometimes because she doesn't know the drug lingo.
You know what's funny about it? That you realize as you're laughing at the absurdity of it, it's not that exaggerated. And I might say maybe not at all. Just the voice is different because we're not her, but the lines would be exactly that. It's so absurd.
Can I say something
so
serious for a
crazy,
second?
I got
man.
Something really serious.
Acid.
I got a serious pot topic I want to get into, but you go
this.
First.
Just really, when I...
Wow.
When I was watching Nightcrawler
professional.
And talking about Nancy Grace, the thing that I thought about was like, if your job depends on chaos, it's got to turn you into a monster.
Yeah. No, that's why she's going after pot so hard is because there's no Casey that's... Anthony right now for her to be going on and on about. So she's got this hashtag pot to blame question mark. Hashtag pot to blame question mark. And she doesn't even understand you can't put symbols in a fucking hashtag. It'll stand out in another color and not be part of the hashtag if you do that on Twitter.
Idiot.
Oh, God.
2 Chainz is running for the mayor of College Park, Georgia. Makes me want to move there and vote for him.
Is this Mr. Wonka?
So he's, you know, obviously a big proponent of legalization. Mm-hmm. And I guess, holy shit. Oh, these guys have run for office in the past. They're not running for office now. Wyclef Jean and Uncle Luke Campbell. Did they run in the past?
Oh.
Okay. That sounds like
I didn't know it was a bomb.
Sounds like that part of it is old. There's this whole convoluted thing about Nick Jonas might have smoked with Miley Cyrus and Demi Lovato and Joe Jonas also saying something about how he smoked. And it's just like, yeah, you were teenagers. You're good. Yeah, you've tried marijuana.
Yeah.
It's not a news story. It's not like it's, I mean, it's good that they're saying it, I guess, because
well,
it's making
the,
it more
those
normal.
Those were the guys who were like, wore purity rings and shit and like, made a big deal about how they were virgins and like didn't do anything. And now they're all like writing articles about how they regret that.
Yeah. And Demi had she went into rehab and stuff pretty young. So like that was, but Miley Cyrus seems to be doing fine on marijuana. She seems to be making it work.
Yeah.
I wish she'd come on this show. That'd be
a lot of people are doing fine.
If she needs us to, we can have her, you know, we can bring in a big teddy bear and she can fuck it. Whatever makes you comfortable, Miley. We'd be happy to set that up for you. Have we been smoking enough? Do you want to smoke some more, Todd?
Yeah, how much?
How's your brain feeling, Emily?
I'm going to cool it for a minute.
Yeah, that's cool. You got responsibilities, right? Things to do?
Yeah, how often do people come on this show and then just like immediately freak out about the consequences?
Not very often.
All right.
I'd say there were maybe 5 times that would qualify as freaking out. And even then, it's more like becoming catatonic or... Mm-hmm. That seems to be the biggest problem is people kind of shut down, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's mostly comedians who are pretty chatty people to begin with.
A Coke talk show would definitely be a little bit more consistent.
Mm-hmm.
See, because...
But Todd would fit in great there as well.
I didn't hear. I'm being honest.
You might have not been seen either. You're really...
No, I'm perfectly aware. It was just some part of your story I didn't hear, and then you referenced it, and I couldn't pull it together. And I didn't want to be disingenuous. Hello, good fella.
You do look like a sea captain right now.
I'd make a good sea captain.
Did you notice that pipe's in the shape of a microphone?
I do.
That's why Todd gravitated towards it, because he wants to be louder.
Testing. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Let's play a game. We haven't played a game on the show in a while, and I think it's a fun thing to do. How are we doing on time? We doing all right?
We're doing great.
Oh, we might be a little behind.
How you doing back there at home? You people at home? Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing at home?
Seriously, we know you're there. I know it's we're not there, but you know you're there. What are you doing? Look at you just sitting on your sofa. There's gotta be somebody sitting on their sofa. That'll be fun for them. You're in your kitchen making dinner. Shut the fuck up!
Do a really specific one.
There's somebody right now. You know the odds, just the way are. You're on the sofa, not only with your dog, but your dog's laying on your lap. Get the fuck out of here. Yes.
I just don't know how long this bit's supposed to be.
It's over.
Okay.
That was fun. Glad I did that.
Let's take a...
I think it was fun.
Todd, you're inching your way towards top five status.
Oh, no.
Don't freak out on me.
No, I'm not freaking out at all. I think I'm delivering good comedy.
You thought that was comedy? Is that what you do down at the Chuckle Hatch?
Which brings me to this game we're gonna play.
It's so funny.
We're gonna play a game called, I mean, this is a segment of the show called Pop Quiz Hop Shot.
Oh.
And this game today is, I'm gonna name a comedy club, and some are real and some are fake. You know how crazy the names get with the comedy clubs.
Do you have
a favorite comedy club name to start us off with, Todd?
A good or a bad
one? One that you think is just a silly, it's not necessarily a great name for a comedy club.
I don't want to say it.
Really?
Well, then it's
he
a
works
club.
There.
Sometimes it's a club. Sometimes there are clubs you love. You think the name.
But they know they have a silly name.
Well.
You're going to hate playing this game.
No, I'll do it. I don't like anything like, you know, like Funny Bone. Like that became just, we accept it, but like if I was opening up a club, I wouldn't, Funny Bone. It's like too, because you're a comedian, doesn't it feel better to say to somebody, hey, I'm at a cool club, like if it's Charlie Goodnight's, that's a great name for a club, as opposed to I'm at, you know, the silly names. Like, but they all have them, and even the good clubs have them.
Yeah.
But sometimes I like, you know, just a regular name. It doesn't have to be like a silly thing in it.
If you opened a comedy club, what would you name it?
Something about the street, Chestnut Street Comedy Club, if it was on Chestnut Street, you know?
I mean,
you know.
If it wasn't, that could be part of the fun.
Yeah.
Wait, what I said makes sense, everybody. I know. It's like, it doesn't have to be hoo-hoo-hoo.
Oh my God, I would go every night to a club called hoo-hoo-hoo.
You know why I would open up a club? Just so people that like hanging out there would have an excuse to go up to a cop and go, excuse me, do you know hoo-hoo? Yes, and then the cop would think they were being rude. He'd be like, no, sir, there's...
If you think that's fun, you should just go to Hawaii. All the street names are really long and... Okay.
Not fair.
This is why I don't get high, because I'll be honest.
Las Cruces, New Mexico. You ever perform there, Todd?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so they have a club there called the Teehee Teepee. And... that would be an example of one that we made up. That's fake.
You didn't let us guess.
You rolled your eyes like...
I didn't believe it.
Yeah, you absolutely didn't believe it. What about South Sanford, Maine? I think M-E is Maine?
Mm-hmm.
Comedy Barn.
I think that's real.
That is real. Magoobie's Joke House in Baltimore, Maryland.
What's it called?
Magoobie's.
I want real.
God damn it.
You just have to picture the sound of an East Coast comic saying it. I'm going to be at Magoobie's.
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, because that's it's in Baltimore and
Magoobie's.
Lots of guys play there.
Oh, I like that. In case they want to use me. No,
I can't believe you never heard of it.
Well, they know their name's Magoobie's. Funny. They're not offended.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, they got to know that's a silly word. I mean,
you're supposed to have fun.
Like, it's supposed to, you're already supposed to be having a good time because you just said Magoobie.
Uh-huh.
Can I tell you? I like Magoobies, and I'll tell you why. Because it was so silly that I thought you guys had to make it up, which means somebody, like, with a sense of humor wrote it. So maybe Magoobies. I mean, we are talking about it.
Yeah. The ones we made up, though, we didn't make up a whole word like Magoobie. But
Magoobies. You got to go to Magoobies.
Professor Chuckles Laugh Den in Topeka, Kansas. Is that real
or
fake?
You know how professors are known for their dens.
Yes, of course. Come to my laugh den.
Professors in their infamous dens.
I'm Professor Chuckles. Is he Professor Chuckle, and it's his laugh den?
Yeah.
Professor Chuckles Laugh Den?
Mm-hmm. Wait, what did you think before?
Oh, did we guess yet?
Because I thought his last name was Chuckles, but then, yeah. But then you'd have to have the apostrophe.
There's after no the apostrophe? Other S.
There is one. See what I'm saying? This is saying like it's his left end.
It's his left end.
So
it's
Chuckles' left end. I'm going to say that's
Chuckles
fake.
Oh, yeah, his last name is Chuckle, not Chuckles.
Yes.
Is it fake?
It is fake. Oh. Congratulations.
I guessed.
Dick Smith's Laughter Lounge is the real one, though.
Oh.
Yeah. Rooster Teeth Feathers, you played there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we all know that's real. Hilarity Coliseum.
I like Rooster Teeth Feathers as a name, actually. It didn't.
I like it, too. He sounds dignified.
Is Athena, Georgia a place?
Athens, Georgia.
Yeah, this says Athena, Georgia has a Hilarity Coliseum. So that might not even be a place. So that's definitely not a club. That's a faker. But I'm going to be in Athens. Thanks for mentioning it.
See, Rooster Teeth Feathers proves you can have a silly name, but it's still different. It's unique. It's like, it's not like, you know, it's silly.
That's not, that one's not that crazy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind. There genuinely was one time in, I want to say it was like kind of up near Santa Barbara, like Santa Ynez or something. They had a club briefly called P. Yo Pan's Comedy Club. First initial P, next name Yo. So this is now they're making up a name that like isn't even a name in any language. P. Yo Pan's, P-A-N-Z. And then,
why?
And then stridently and strictly inform the comics that they cannot make fun of the name of the club. It was the most insane, like, okay, first bad decision naming it that. Second bad decision taking away 10 minutes out of every comics act who's gonna come through there and go, what the fuck is this place called that for?
If I was adopting children, like if I was, and I found out that the people that want to adopt this child, and I was pretty close to giving them a child or whatever, I was on the fence.
We gotta go to a break.
Oh no, this is
I'm kidding, go. But seriously, we do need to go
okay,
to a
okay.
break.
Okay, so, and this would never unfold out this way, but for this bit it can, but it could. And then I found out that this couple that wanted an adopted child, you're deciding should you give it to them because you work at the adoption council. And I found out that they owned a comedy club. Like in their paperwork, it said own a comedy club. And then I found out the name of it, and then it went out of business maybe. I wouldn't give them a child. If that's the decision you're making, naming your club P.O. Pants Comedy Club, I worry about your stability. Now, maybe well, I thought we were
already mean enough to those people. Uh-huh. You're really...
Well, it's... they're not still around, are they?
I don't know. No, the club's not around.
Oh, that's why I don't feel bad.
The club was a massive failure. It was called P.O. Pants.
Yeah, thank you. If the club was open, I would never say that because that's too much ill will. But if the club's closed already, all right, they don't care anymore. It's closed.
Oh, but they're gonna open up a new one in. I like the club Helium because I like to, when I'm telling people I'm gonna play there, I like to say, Helium, it's a gas! You're calling a comedy club! what? No, they don't use it, but they should. We gotta go to a break. We'll be right back.
I feel like I'm in fucking NASA or some shit.
These people, they want us to put the word out about their product.
It's a joint smoker.
Yeah.
It's just so crazy.
I'm on board. This is cool. It's just so fun.
It's easy to share. It keeps all the ashes inside this thing.
If you're outside, the wind doesn't affect your joint at all.
This is dangerous.
Yeah. It's shaped in such a way so that the cubic volume towards the end tapers out, allowing you to get more smoke in.
It comes out in a big hurry.
Oh, that's so easy.
Balusi, buddy.
What's the price point on a buddy? Can we get the price point?
$19.99. Are you out of your mind?
I got it.
And you can get, two for the price of one with the code word Doug. Knock on their internet door.
It really works.
BuddyProducts.com. Wow, this show really went by fast. It's been so much fun, and 2,359 folks are watching us right now.
How many?
2,359. Somebody named Boiler_Brit wants us to play Fuck, Marry, Kill with Nancy Grace, Sarah Palin, and Ann Coulter. So that's charming.
That's so easy.
Really?
Yeah. Marry Nancy Grace. Kill Ann Coulter, fuck Sarah Palin. Obviously.
All right, well, since that's the definitive answer, we're gonna all have to go with that. Well, I'm glad you're here with the facts.
Yeah.
Todd, what does the voice in your head sound like?
No, you hear it.
Oh, your inside voice is just the same regular voice, but just inside?
When you're high, it is. Yeah. There's no editing.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
No thought unexpressed.
All right.
These are so good.
Maybe we'll get into Dolan's CD's question on the next show, because it's probably elicit a very long response. What do you like to read when you're high?
I don't read. I'm not a good reader.
Just candy containers.
Just Netflix options.
I'm not a good reader.
What did you find out when you were reading this? Did you get any bad news?
No. 100% pure peanut butter.
Do you know how many servings are in this thing? About 12.
I like
that. So that's probably like two or three little cups, three pieces is probably, it's 200 calories right there.
Yeah, I know.
Just for three of them.
God, you're like, you don't have to say it while I'm eating them. You know, there's 8 million,
You know what, Todd, you're right. I should have texted you that later. I should have remembered to hit you up about that. Don't forget all those calories. You're only allowed 800 calories a day, you piece of shit. That's not true, right? 1,200 is like a good diet, 1,200 calories a day?
2,000.
2,000.
Is it 2,000?
That sounds great. That's probably what I'm already doing. since we've got you guys high, we have to do what we do every week on the show, every time we do a show, and you guys get to watch a magic trick.
Yes.
It's game time.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, what's up?
Oh,
good to see you.
I'm lower than you somehow.
Always Emily, good to see you, Gabe.
Likewise, Todd.
Always good. We're always happy when you're here.
What do you want me to do?
Hold on, let me compliment you.
Shuffle them for me while Todd's complimenting me.
I wanted to compliment you before we did the card trick.
Much appreciated,
but
sir.
Let's just get, you know.
Wow. Oh, I'm nice really impressed with myself.
That was good. Oh, I'm not, you know, that was even better.
No, they were about the same.
Okay. This part's not a contest.
All right, that should be good.
Okay.
All right, we're going to trade decks.
Okay.
All right, spread them out towards Todd. Like the like this, so he can see the faces.
Okay.
All right, Todd, just pick one out.
I get nervous for card tricks.
Don't show it to him.
Got it?
Yes.
Okay, now place it on top of the deck that Emily's holding.
A lot to remember.
Emily, you got that?
Yeah.
All right, now saying,
cut the cards.
Saying it otherwise. And then just I think I don't pay attention to the card trick because I'm trying to remember the card. I forgot it.
Okay.
All right, now go
through. Okay, I think I might have forgot the card.
Are you the only one who knows it? Okay.
This is because you can't get off the marijuana pot.
Okay, does he know what it is?
Yeah, he does.
Okay,
and
perfect.
I do too.
Just go through the cards and find the card that you selected.
Oh, okay. God. Okay, take it so out. Fucking great.
And then we're going to turn it towards the camera on
that
three. Hope I did this right.
Oh,
one,
shit.
Two, three.
Wow, I forgot.
That's amazing.
Do you know what happened, Todd?
He found.
Thanks,
Gabe.
He just
pulled the same card as you out of his deck.
Oh my God, I got lost.
It was impressive.
We should maybe take the do ones where there's no participation on behalf of the guests, like where you just amaze them, like you know, do something crazy and they don't have to remember anything.
Dude, that's the bad part of being high.
Yeah,
that's
what Nancy Grace would just jump all over if I said can you imagine? She asked me a question. I went, well, are you high now? Is that why you can barely speak? Jesus,
is so disrespectful to me, to my crew, to my audience.
And there's a 3-second delay when you're on satellite with her, so it's always hard to like you know really go back and forth without her just steamrolling over you.
Jesus. Speaking
of steamrolling over things.
I'm sure they have her mic louder.
Buddy Hitter is here.
What is it?
It's this, Todd. You're gonna love this.
Really? What?
Oh.
Jesus Christ. That's scary.
Oh, that was a clear demonstration of how to do that.
Give it a try.
Okay, that looked a little scary to me.
Put your finger over the hole, squeeze it, and just point it towards
it
your mouth.
Does it come out of the hole so that your friend
can get it? You want it about 2 inches away from your, no, don't put your mouth on it. Now we gotta, here, light that one on fire.
Oh, look at you go. should I have not let it out? Wait, I don't think I put it in, I don't think it went in me. Maybe a little got in. Okay, I'll put this down right over
here. Do you like
here.
That?
Oh, yes.
Do you like that better than Reese's Cups?
Yeah.
It's better than Reese's Cups.
And by the way, that's a documentary for this pot. The whole story of thinking it was Reese's Cups.
A
talking so, remember a while back when they were so high in these Reese's Cups. Then this comes along. Sorry, Reese's Cups, this is better. So that's if they could sell this, I think that's a good ad for it. I'm always thinking how I can make money. Yeah.
You didn't say ad before, you said this would make a good documentary.
You said
and
documentary.
I was like, this is gonna be the worst documentary ever made.
Oh yeah, sure it would be.
It's about a guy who's just comparing things to Reese's Cups.
Well, you know what I would do if I had money, like seriously, like anybody we know that would have like a lot of money to play with? I'm not kidding, because it would take no work on my part. All it would take was money. I would fund documentaries for anybody who wanted them. So someone that goes, oh, you should follow me, my job is crazy, follow them. Spend $75,000 and really follow them, because then you would be able to prove to them that maybe it's not as interesting as they think.
Like when you record someone snoring. Who doesn't believe that they snore and then you play it for them like that?
Well, no, because you know sometimes people say, oh, you should come to my job because it's crazy, but you think it's probably not crazy. You know, you just think, I don't know, I don't like this part of it. I know, you know when you're trying to explain something and you're doing a shitty job. That's not the fun part.
I would love to see a documentary where they cut to someone in like an interview booth who's supposed to be an expert and they're like, I don't know anything about this. I think I'm in the wrong place.
I like it. Where can we see you besides on ground floor on TBS?
TBS Tuesday nights.
Emily Heller will be appearing.
You can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Mr. Emily Heller.
Oh, and you're doing stuff at the San Francisco Sketch Fest?
Oh, yeah. I'll be at Sketch Fest February 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Awesome. I'll be up there that weekend, too. That's cool.
Should be fun.
Super fun. For reals?
I'm going up this weekend.
That's not this
that's
weekend.
That's not that.
Oh, it's not.
Yeah. This weekend's the 31st and the 1st.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not then.
Super Bowl.
I'll move it.
Here in Los Angeles next Wednesday at CineFamily, I'm doing a Doug Loves Movies podcast taping with the cast and creators of the web series High Maintenance, which I still haven't even seen, but everybody says it's great.
Thank you. Thank you.
Have we talked about getting High Maintenance people on this show?
We should.
We should, yeah. CineFamily.org for tickets to see that. That's what I say, next Wednesday. And then I'm interrupting two Twilight movies in San Francisco at the aforementioned San Francisco Sketch Fest February 7th and 8th, and I'm interrupting Footloose.
Wow.
Hopefully they'll get the original. I don't want to do the remake. At the Belcourt Theater in Nashville on April 15th. All my dates and deets are at DougLovesMovies.com. Todd Glass.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're at Stand Up Live in Tempe, a fantastic facility.
Yes.
That's February 6th and 7th.
Mm-hmm.
How do you pronounce it? Tempe?
Tempe.
Or Tempe?
Whichever you want.
Is it Tempe or Tempe?
They don't care. They're adamant that they don't care.
Yuck Yucks in Vancouver, February 19th to the 21st. I think I'm in Canada that same weekend.
Mm,
yeah.
Funny.
Yeah, I'll we'll hang out, and the next tattoo idea you get, I'll just be like, no, don't. That's enough. And the DC Improv, April 2nd through 4th. I don't have any dates coming up there, but I love that club.
DC, we're all sold out already, but anyway, the others, it's all cool.
April 2nd through 4th is all.
I just said that, because isn't that cool to be able to? Oh, yeah, they're sold out. People
no,
are
I
like,
I don't say that on this show, because they're just going to be like, he said it was sold out. Like, well, should we even go down there?
Well, you know what you do when you're on radio? Like, I used to make up shows to make it look more sold out. So I'd be like, Friday, the first two shows, there's tickets, late show sold out. And sometimes
and
on radio,
no
they go,
show.
Oh, it's sold out.
Oh, my God.
They don't know how many shows there are.
Oh, we're just hucksters. We're just
tonight we're all sold
tricking
out.
People into giving us money.
No, I don't really do that.
No, but I mean also through through getting laughs and stuff.
Yeah.
Buddy Smoking Products. I got to mention, our friends at Buddy Hitter are running a promotion. All you got to do is write Doug, D-O-U-G. There's no H at the end, unless you're trying to be funny. If you put Doug, use the code Doug at checkout, and it's buy one, get one free. It's the same offer every week.
Wow.
That they've been passing these out to us at the end of the show, and I get really crazy high on them. Go to buddysmokingproducts.com to get yours. Take a picture of yourself using it on Twitter, and I'll retweet it.
Look at that.
Todd will get a tattoo of you using it. Nancy Grace will tell you you're an idiot. That can't be good for you.
Can I ask you a question? Huh. Maybe pretend you're Nancy Grace. I say something, you don't react to what I say. You just go to my tattoo, like that discredits me. You know what I mean?
Right, you could just
see her like, he goes, well, that's what the Constitution says, Nancy.
Oh, really? I'm supposed to sit here in my house and take that from some sort of drunken comic miscreant?
I can't read the Constitution because I'm too busy reading that garbage on your arm.
She would fucking say that. Just happened to have a tattoo. I'm sorry, you have a tattoo? So I'm supposed to debate it with you when you're all inked up? With her, oh God.
Garbage doesn't work here. G-D-W-H, that's what it means to me in my house. When's the next show? Monday, we're gonna do one on Monday. Thank you to Todd and Emily,
wow.
And we'll see you guys Monday at 1:15 Pacific Standard Time.
Ooh.
Bye.
Visit buddysmokingproducts.com for your special offer.